Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. State Representative Mike Cameron is criticizing Democratic lawmakers following this weekend's heated debate over a property tax relief proposal at the Georgia Capitol. The legislation, known as Senate Bill 33, would allow cities and counties to ask voters whether they want to reduce property taxes and replace the lost revenue with a dedicated 1-cent sales tax. Supporters say more than 100 Georgia counties were prepared to move forward with the option, including neighboring Walker County. Cameron says Democrats are standing in the way of tax relief for homeowners. Cameron said, quote, "Democrats are being obstructive. They have no plans to help working Georgians." He went on to say, quote, "The Democrats are afraid if tax relief is on the ballot in November, people will come out in large numbers to vote, and that would hurt their candidates." He went on to say, quote, "It's quite shameful what they're doing," end quote. Lawmakers took no final action on the measure during Saturday's special session. If eventually approved, local governments would have the option of placing the property tax relief question before voters in 2028. A DeKalb County man has been indicted on a capital murder charge in connection with the death of his wife late last year. According to court documents filed late last week, Ivan Lafferty was indicted by a DeKalb County grand jury on a charge of capital murder in the death of Dominique Lafferty. Authorities found Dominique dead inside the couple's home on Martin Avenue in Fort Payne in December of 25. Few details about the case have been released publicly, and court records do not provide additional information regarding the circumstances. The case will now move forward through the DeKalb County court system. Additional court hearings are expected in the coming weeks as prosecutors pursue the case against Lafferty. Jackson County Sheriff Rocky Harnon is congratulating Sheriff-elect Craig Holcomb following his victory in last week's runoff election. He says the sheriff's office is committed to helping ensure a smooth transition. Harnon said serving as sheriff has been both an honor and a tremendous responsibility, and he appreciates Holcomb's willingness to take on the challenge of leading the department. Harnon stated they look forward to working alongside to strengthen public safety, combat crime, support deputies and staff, and continue building strong relationships through the communities. He emphasized that the sheriff's office stands ready to assist Holcomb as he prepares to take office in January 2027. Harnon has served in the role since April 2023 and thanked the citizens of Jackson County for their support and expressed confidence in the future leadership of the department as preparations begin for the transition to the next administration. Motorists traveling on I-24 through Marion County need to prepare for daytime lane closures this week. TDOT is set to conduct a routine inspection of the Tennessee River Bridge. TDOT says contract crews will perform a hands-on inspection of the bridge starting today. The work is expected to take approximately 5 days to complete. The first half of the week will be on the eastbound side, the second half on the westbound side, each affected 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. Officials say specialized equipment is required to inspect portions of the bridge's structure, making temporary lane closures necessary for the safety of both workers and motorists. TDOT reminds drivers to slow down, use caution, and obey Tennessee's move over law that requires motorists to move over for highway workers and emergency vehicles when possible. Drivers can check current road conditions through TDOT's SmartWay system or by dialing 511 before traveling. Austin Hill captured Sunday's inaugural Anduril 250 on the streets of San Diego. Surviving a wild race filled with crashes, cautions, and late race drama, he took the checkered flag. The victory marks Hill's first career road course win and gives Richard Childress Racing a memorable victory in NASCAR's first ever race at Naval Base Coronado in San Diego. NASCAR returns next weekend as the Cup Series continues their summer schedule. And the Braves are headed west after taking a weekend series from the Milwaukee Brewers. Next stop, San Diego at Petco Park. Airtime tonight here on KWIN is 8:55, with that first pitch slated for 10 minutes after 10 this evening. We'll have all the action for you right here on KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com and here throughout the day on your home of the Braves and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.